And welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Jeff Chittister with you. Don't forget to find out more about me by going to jeffchittister.com and jeffchittister.com. And you can read my weekly article. I'm going to talk about my weekly article here in just a minute, but you can go to seacoastonline.com, seacoastonline.com, go to the opinions area, and you'll find my article in there. You can also type in Jeff Chittister in the search field at Seacoast Online and look at the archive versions of my article as well. And so I do want to talk about my article. If you go over to Facebook right now, you'll see a picture of me wearing the hat that we talked about. So what is so unique about this hat? It's a black hat. It's got a black American flag. And, of course, black is usually the color they use in special ops so that it can be seen by the infrared equipment as they're going about. So they basically can tell that you're one of the good guys. And so you'll also notice about this hat is that on the side is the initials OHT. And so this hat is made by a company called 47. Most of you know this company. They make most of the pro sports apparel hats that we wear. And this was to help those veterans in crisis and active duty members in crisis. So part of the proceeds when you purchase this type of hat with the OHT on the side goes to OperationHatTrick.org, OperationHatTrick.org, which is a company that does help veterans and active duty members in crisis. And so so I bought the hat and I wear it all the time. So I appreciate when people ask me about this hat. But what I decided to do is I was going to do the hat one better. I was going to do my own version of Operation Hat Trick. So if you read my article this week, and for those of you who listened to me on Friday, what I'm going to be doing is this. So if you are a company and you have a hat and you would like me to wear your hat, now remember I have a face for radio, but if you'd like me to wear your hat, this is what I'm going to do for you. I will wear your hat and I will mention it during my Sunday show. Then I will wear your hat again Friday and talk about it on Jack's show. I will mention your company. I will give them web address, and I will thank you for your supporting this endeavor. However, in order for me to wear the hat, and this is explained in my article, what I need you to do is you're going to be giving a donation to either Veterans Count New Hampshire or Liberty House New Hampshire. Both these organizations are organizations I work with, and they both are very active to help military members, their families in crisis, whether they're active duty or veteran. And so if you would like me to wear your hat, in which I will also mention you on both radio shows, and I also take a picture of me with your hat and post it up on Facebook during my appearances on these shows, all you have to do is email me at nhperspective@gmail.com, nhperspective@gmail.com, and I'll explain to you how we can go ahead, one, get your hat, and what I expect from you. So what I'm going to expect from you is, before I'll wear your hat and mention it on the air, I want you to make a donation to either Veterans Count New Hampshire or Liberty House, New Hampshire. Both of these organizations are really doing a lot of great work to help active duty members, their families, and veterans. Now, if you don't have a hat, you can have one made and I'll wear it. But if you'd like to give a donation to them anyway, you can go to vetscount.org/NH. That's vetscount.org/NH. And libertyhousenh.org, libertyhousenh.org. But once again, if you are a company and you want to work with me to raise funds for veterans in crisis by me wearing your hat and mentioning you on the radio, all you have to do is email me at newhamptureperspective@gmail.com and I'll explain to you how we work out. My goal is to try to raise $5,000 by the end of the year. Now, I'm going to keep going until the end of the year, so we'll blow past $5,000, I hope. So what I want to do is ask you guys to consider it. Reach out to me if you want to find out more at nhperspective@gmail.com, nhperspective@gmail.com. And I want to close with a song honoring vets. Now, many of you have heard America the Beautiful before, but oftentimes you don't hear all the lyrics. And one of the first lyrics are actually this phrase, "Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country love and mercy more than life." And that's an ode directly out to those who serve on our behalf in the military. So I'm going to go ahead and play America the Beautiful. And if you are interested in participating in this fundraiser, just give me an email at nhperspective@gmail.com, nhperspective@gmail.com. Thanks, and LFOD.
Liberating strife, and self. Well, country loved. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood. Sing this.